Shalom, saints of God. I greet you again from Perth, Western Australia. God bless you wherever you find yourself on this day that the Lord has made. I'll just share a few words with us this morning as it has fallen my lot. I'll read from Luke chapter 6 from verse 35. Luke chapter 6 verse 35 reads, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Then I read from Romans chapter 12, verse 15, which reads, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." And finally, I'll read from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 27 to 29. "And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea." I just want to share brief word to remind us to be aware of the things that other members of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ are going through. Praise the Lord. This world is now, like we always say, a global village. Technology, social media, telephonic services, and even increased flight and travel around the world has made us all more closely knit. So even platforms like this have brought people in connection from different parts of the world, people that would never have met before or never have had any contact with, that we may never have even met in our lifetime. But all the distances have been really cut down, and we can all sort of fellowship, interact in some sort of space now, so that we are aware of one another's strengths and weaknesses and challenges more than ever before. And we are not social media freaks that we just want to know what's happening just for entertainment. The Lord has brought us, given us this platform to be able to encourage, edify, correct, build up, and whatever is necessary. And so as we become aware of certain things, we do our best to help. Now, the Bible says in book of Luke 6, it says, "Give and expect nothing in return, so that you would be children of your Father in heaven, because he is, that is his nature." He said, "Your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of your Father." That you shall be showing the likeness, the attitude of your Father in heaven, who gives without expecting anything in return. So now, just as we're talking about members of the body and the overall being, the overall well-being of the body becomes paramount to each member, despite us having individual calls and doing things individually by revelation. It's important for us to remember at this time members of the body who are in a disadvantaged position, members of the body who are in an uncomfortable, distressful, and probably outright suffering. We think of our saints in the Middle East. Now, many of us that are in far-flung areas, we hear it like news, the crisis, the deaths, the explosions. But that's the reality of some people, of whom some are believers. So let us hold them in our prayers And wherever we can support, morally, financially, emotionally, putting a word of prayer, putting a word of encouragement, say something, do something to our brothers and sisters who are undergoing a situation that is not pleasant. The Bible tells us, it says, weep with them that weep. I won't say it's a command, it's a natural thing that comes when you're part of something. If my big toe was hurting, it's my head that gets the headache. Apart from the immediate area of the toe, my head feels the headache. And so as long as you're part of a thing, you're part of people either in real physical locations or socially in a virtual space like we have on this platform and many other platforms, we've come to know brothers and sisters, and some of them, many of them, are undergoing difficulty now, life-threatening challenges. Some are sick, some are undergoing bereavement and grief at this time. One family comes to mind at this time, a lot of tears and pain across the world. And we who are in a position that seems better should be able to reach out and help, encourage, pray, and remember them in every way we can. That's why I read out the portion of the book of Acts that we read. In Acts chapter 11, verse 27, the saints got to know by virtue of a prophecy that there was going to be a famine in Judea. And the saints in that location made up their mind. The prophecy didn't instruct them to do that. But that's the natural response because they felt they were part of the saints in Judea. They were part of the same body. They just decided, which was the rational thing to do, let's take up this offering and send relief to the saints that are there. I mean, we don't have to wait for maybe a local assembly or a church in a certain location to ask for help or cry out in distress. If we know that a condition there needs attention and we are able to help, even if the help is only marginal. But look, tiny drops of water will make a mighty ocean eventually. And look, that little effort that you chip in is going to do a lot for one person or two persons or three people. We can never tell. But that is how we function as a body. If you have been down before, remember that somebody helped you get up. Remember that somebody helped you in the crisis of your life. Remember that somebody or some people said something or did something to make it a bit easier for you. And if you've never been through a crisis, remember that in life you are never absolutely independent. When you were born, somebody had to nurture you, somebody had to help you in your first step, somebody had to feed you, change you. Just no one goes through life absolutely independent from cradle to grave. No such thing exists. So we should be mindful if we're strong today, wealthy, good bank balance, free of disease and illness. Remember that some parts of the body may be undergoing trial. Remember the saints in the Middle East. Remember the saints in Eastern Europe, where there is a conflict also that's even been forgotten now. Remember saints in Malawi who face seasonal floods and a lot of hunger and need, lack, shelter, clothing. Reach out. Of course, I don't know everything. I don't know what everyone's going through, and I can't know everything. And probably you cannot know everything as well. But all of us together as a body, who we can, like somebody used to say, like a slogan says, think globally but act locally. So where your sphere of influence is, you can act, you can do something, you can say a prayer, you can visit a sick saint, you can visit a grieving family. It all counts, it helps, it alleviates the pain and the suffering. We look forward to when our Lord Jesus Christ will come and every tear will be wiped away. But until then, be your brother's keeper, be your sister's keeper, be found pleasing in the sight of the Lord. May God bless you all. May God be with you. And may the Lord keep us in these troublous times. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.